A new education option for children in Blanchard. A report found a majority of Oklahoma College graduates are staying in-state to begin their careers, and a program that provides help to stressed-out doctors. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, September 10th. I'm Deborah Ashar. A new charter school is coming to Blanchard. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports the statewide charter school board voted unanimously to allow the Academies of Oklahoma to expand to its third site next fall.
The Academies of Oklahoma was formerly the Academy of Seminole before the board authorized its name change, also at Monday's meeting. It currently operates two charter schools, one in Seminole and one in Okmulgee, that opened this year at full capacity. Wren Hawthorne is the Academy's superintendent. He says the school prioritizes reaching rural areas where there are fewer options for education.
By expanding into rural Oklahoma, we're helping to bring opportunities for these students where they haven't had a choice before.
The Academy of Blanchard will start with pre-K through 8th grade. Beginning in 2026, the school will add one grade per year until 12th grade. Classes will be capped at 24 students. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
State regents for higher education have proposed new rules on the gender and race law. KGOU's Spencer Plato reports on the potential impact to colleges and universities.
New proposed rules will prevent colleges and universities from requiring students to take gender or sexual training. Oklahoma higher education officials posted the rules in response to House Bill 1775, which became law in 2021 and forbids the teaching of certain gender and race ideas. But these rules would be requirements of the institution itself and not influence the contents of classroom instruction. Training is allowed for sexual harassment or assault prevention and for eligibility of federal grants. The rules will face public comment and be reviewed by Governor Kevin Stitt and Oklahoma legislature before going into effect. I'm Spencer Plato.
A recent report shows most Oklahoma College graduates are choosing to stay and work in the state after graduation. We get details from Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Louisa Clausen.
Most graduates from public universities choose to stay and work in Oklahoma, with 75% remaining in the state 5 years after graduation. The 2023 report from Oklahoma State Regents for Higher Education emphasizes the increase in retention rates for graduates in critical occupations, such as nursing, teaching, engineering, and STEM. Nonprofit news outlet Oklahoma Voice reports that is at least a 10% increase in resident retention from 2018, with lower rates for non-resident retention. The report also highlights graduates participating in Oklahoma's Promise, a scholarship program. They have an especially high retention and employment rate. In Stillwater, I'm Louisa Clausen.
A wellness program in Oklahoma is supporting physicians who experience burnout. State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports those doctors are eligible for up to 8 free and confidential counseling sessions.
The Oklahoma State Medical Association program was established in 2020, becoming a lifeline for MDs and DOs in the state. The association's president, Edgar Boyd, says although COVID-19 is less of a threat, physicians are still dealing with stressors like insurance companies and prior authorizations. He says healthcare professionals' mental health shouldn't be overlooked, and this program is here to help.
It's okay to have a problem as a physician. It's okay to talk with somebody, but that's still, a stigma that's attached.
Physicians can connect with licensed professionals by heading to the association's website. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
The candidates for November are set.
Trump's tight.
Between now and Election Day,
we are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.